I don't want to overthink it.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Okay, it's easy to do. It's easy to do. It's like, shit.
I got one chord of Seven Nation Army. It's an E minor.
That's it.
Yep. It doesn't even sound very good. I think my fingers are too fat for this uke.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate you called it a uke.
I had to spend a lot of time tuning. I mean, you know, you get intimately with an instrument, you call it whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Obviously, I've been practicing.
Well, obviously. You've come so far.
Yeah.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
Shit. Yes. I bought some shirts at Old Navy. They have stretchy flannels and tall men sizes.
Wow. It's really what it's come to, huh? Put the youth away.
Yeah, you know, I require the kind of faux manliness of a flannel shirt, but I want it to be soft and stretchy.
Oh, yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not questioning that. Yeah. I'm not questioning that at all. I like my jeans now to be stretchy. You get those stretchy jeans?
Once you wear stretchy jeans, not only do I get stretchy jeans, but the ones that I found are made by Levi's, and Levi's had the brilliant idea to call them athletic fit instead of like husky men's sizes.
That's not nice. Or instead of
skinny jeans for fat guys.
Yeah, calling them husky men's sizes.
But, you know, I mean, athletic fit, that means thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. With two C's.
But yeah, I can't go back to normal denim after this.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
And they make the same pants in chinos. So you could, if I ever wind up with the kind of job where I have to wear khakis, when I inevitably go working in the State Farm call center, I think all the jobs in Arizona are State Farm call center jobs. So I'll be rocking the red polo, me and Jake, wearing our khakis.
It's a weird aspiration.
Arizona has added a lot of State Farm jobs, man. What happens when Aaron Rodgers comes to play in State Farm Stadium?
I don't know. People go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's a call center that opened up right next to me. It's weird that you bring it up. It's like State Farm
one. I didn't even know. I the only one that I really know about is they built some very nice buildings right next to Sun Devil Stadium.
Well, of course you would know about those. Yeah, they have a great view of the outdoor venue that we were at watching opening Mike Eagle and T. Call perform at. Like if you had to be in those offices late night, that would be a great open up your window, let that music in, feel it.
Well, nobody's office has windows that open.
No,
because they would just jump.
You jump out.
Too many people would jump.
Yeah,
they tried that with offices. It was a bad idea.
I have a rough time making it through my day, Tim.
Is it because your khakis aren't stretchy enough?
I wish it was. It's mostly the auditing that I do. It's mostly that. It's mostly the hours and hours of mind-numbing auditing and reviewing that I do that makes me want to jump out of a window.
Are you even on a high floor?
No.
I used to be on a high floor.
Yeah.
I was ninth floor was, I think, the highest I ever got.
Did that make you feel more important the higher you went up on that building?
You know, it did kind of.
It's a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, being on the ninth floor. And I mean, because in the, pulling the curtain way back here, at the Arizona Republic, the way that it was structured at the time was that the 10th floor was all like executive suites.
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody who had an office on the 10th floor was a big deal. You very rarely had occasion to go up there. Yeah. Although that's where they administered the flu shots, which was kind of weird. You'd go up there for flu shots.
Yeah, you would think that the bigwigs would put that down in the boiler room, right? That's where they would go, down in the gullies with you savages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. It's weird. My building only has two floors, but when I was on the second floor, I did feel oddly superior to people on the first floor. Like, I'm literally above you, both physically and emotionally, and on a pay grade.
And there's a weird... I haven't read up on it too much, but I think there's this weird phenomenon that you can point to throughout human history where you have to feel... People need to feel superior to other people in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yes. it's some very basic need that we have.
It really is, Tim. It's the reason why you and I decided... amongst our buddies that like to snack, that we didn't want to just be like them, right?
Right.
You know, we were dedicated to the craft. We saw what people in the field were doing. We picked a career path while our other friends were just snack slackers.
Some of our friends decided to go a different way. Some of our friends became like Yelp Platinum members.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Some of them are pellet grill aficionados. It's not a bad field to go into, but they did not get their degree in it. They're more of a freelancer. But you and I went to the Institute, you know?
Yeah.
We decided that we were going to make a career out of our finicky nature when it came to snacks. I don't even know if I would call it that. We saw snacks in a way other people... didn't see him. You and I knew before. We knew well before. We knew we were different.
I don't think I did it to sort of gain a sense of superiority, to feel like I'm snacking in a way that's better than everyone else. I mean, of course I am, but mm-hmm. that's not why I did it.
Mm.
It was more of a calling.
It was the love of the game.
You know, it was the love of the game outside too. Myself, something bigger than me. Yeah.
Yeah. It really was. And people don't get that. People that didn't go to the Institute, they don't get that, especially the ones that went to the Institute and didn't graduate. Snack dropouts.
Yeah.
They don't get it. But I want to take this moment to welcome in some people that do get it. We call them viewers. You tell me that they're not viewers. I say that they're listeners. They're fucking absolutely not that. But whatever you want to call them, I want to welcome them into episode 53 of Derek and Tim Eat Snacks.
Derek and Tim Eat Snacks.
Goes Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not done going Hawaiian, bitch.
This is the 53rd episode. Yeah, we're still going Hawaiian.
No, we're still going Hawaiian. No, yeah, it's not. There are not 53 episodes of Derek and Tim Eat Snacks Goes Hawaiian, and you know that. So why are you asking these questions? Why are you muddying the waters of it? It's Derek and Tim Eat Snacks, episode 53.
Derek and Tim Eat Snacks.
But this is part three of our five-part installment brought to you by professional surfer Danny Schlag, known as Derek and Tim Eat Snacks Goes Hawaiian.
Dan, I used to play Danny Schlag Pro Surfer on PlayStation 2. It was so good.
Oh, God, I was addicted to that game.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I felt like it was an improvement on the Tony Hawk games.
It was definitely an improvement on that on the Dave Mira game. I did not like the BMX game, but the surfing game, top notch.
So you didn't like the BMX game with the topless ladies? Was it BMX XXX? That was a real game.
I missed that.
I never had it or played it, but now I have to.
Now I'm going to Google it. Of course, I'm going to Google it.
BMX. I think it was Dave Mira. Maybe it was. No, it was just called BMX XXX. Dave Mira's name was not on this thing.
God, I would hope not.
Yeah. It's made by Acclaim. Game allows the player to create female characters that are fully topless and view live-action video clips of real-life strippers also with bare breasts.
What?!
I can't believe this wasn't more popular.
How was it not? How did I not know about this, for Pete's sake? What system was this for?
Looks like Xbox, PS2, and GameCube. They got this on GameCube somehow.
They had it on the GameCube. Nintendo?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? Someone fell asleep at the wheel over there. I know I did.
Jeez. You had you've got to imagine that somebody out there somewhere had their like candy purple GameCube, you know, sitting on their parents' living room floor, because GameCubes never went in the cabinet.
That no, was the they were too cool looking. Yeah, they were too cool looking.
I think the cords were too short.
That too.
I'm not sure, but and also just like the loading mechanism for the disc. But for whatever reason, if you had a GameCube, it was on the floor, like 4 feet in front of your television. It was never in the cabinet.
I had the wireless Freebird or Wirebird or whatever the hell they called the controllers. Those were solid for that.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But can can you imagine somebody like, you know, opening up the GameCube tray on their parents' floor, opening up that lid, like putting the little teeny tiny disc in, closing the thing and being like, all right, I'm going to see some boobs.
Yeah. No. No, Tim.
No,
it's one of the staples of this show, and it's what we stand for. We are about respect for women, God damn it. And I am not about that game existing without me looking up clips of it and finding out more about it. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Holy I go to shit. Some dark corners of Twitch to find people playing this game.
It's interesting because I feel like things like that have kind of grown out of style, out of fashion, if you will. And it's kind of weird because it just goes to show how it's the exact opposite of what everybody that tries to scare people and not letting these things be legalized or what have you. They try to act like the world's going to burn. They try to act like everybody's going to do it. It's all going to go to hell. No, actually, ever since pornography became readily available for free on the internet, I've seen a steady decline in the objectification of women on, like, television and other media, right? I mean, that's what I feel like. It kind of feels like here in Arizona, ever since they legalized weed, I've seen a steady decline in loser stoners. It's not to say that they're not out there. They're possibly multiplying, but they definitely don't do their like loser stoner gimmick anymore. It's like everybody's doing it, so they're not cool anymore, and they're not walking around like white dudes with dreads in fucking shirts with, you know, cartoon characters on it doing drugs and shit. Like, that kind of person that used to buy their clothes at places like Trails has seemed to vanish.
Trails.
Maybe it's just my life. I don't know. Like, maybe it's just quality of my life has gotten better, so I don't notice these people anymore, and I'm not trying to judge, but I'm just saying it's weird because you notice, like, things become legal or okay, acceptable by society standards, and then it's just not a big deal. HBO doesn't even have shows with boobs on them anymore. You know, HBO took all the porn off of HBO.
They dropped that late night tab from your HBO Go, which you couldn't use that anyway because you have to share your HBO Go login with your parents and stuff like that, and you don't want that coming up in like the continue watching
Taxicab Confession 7.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's a bad look. It's a bad look.
Tim. It would always be kind of, they'd always have like Taxicab Confessions like 7, Taxicab Confessions 16, but they never had like all of them. Like the other shows, you can see all of them, but like what if like. I just kind of felt left out because I didn't have HBO when I was a kid. And I was like, yeah, I want to watch Taxicab Confessions, but I want to start from the beginning. I'm a completist.
Sure. You wanted to take the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I wanted to see how the story was told.
It's like, here, you can watch number 7. You can watch number 93. And it's like, well, I feel like there's more confessions in here that I'm missing out on.
Can't just jump in at number 7. I'm not going to know what's going on in the plot.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this show even about?
Who's this taxicab driver? Does he have a backstory? Is this the first time he's hearing confessions? I don't know.
Yeah, these are real questions I would have asked myself had I tried to jump into this show.
No, I understand. I understand. I'm similar to you in that fashion. It's kind of like when we just like tried to like jump into like a new snack and people were like, yeah, let's just eat it. And we were like, no.
Whoa.
Calm the fuck down.
What are you guys doing?
I need to know more about this first. What am I getting myself into? What do I need to expect here? What level of expectations do I need to set here? And I feel like this week's snack has a very, very high level of expectations, Tim. Because not only is this week's snack Hawaiian, But this week's snack is also readily found in your precious Costco around this time of the year.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, hell yes, it is. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this week's snack is Hawaiian Host, Maui Caramax, and Aloha Max.
Hawaiian Host, Maui Caramax, and Aloha Max.
Maui Caramax, and Aloha Max.
I have been spending so much time at Costco the last couple of days, Derek.
Oh, I bet.
I think everybody knows my story by now, but do I need to tell it anyway?
I think we need to hear it. Can I start off with prefacing this with my return story that I had at Costco, which was simply amazing to me?
I think you should.
Okay. I one day found a neighbor that was moving had left a water cooler outside of their house. Not just any regular old water cooler. We're talking about one that uses, you know, like you would get maybe a subscription to like Sparklets or something to bring you large water bottles to put in it. It's one of those, right? But it's fancy. It's not one of the classic old office top loading jobs. It's one of the ones where you put the water bottle underneath and you hide it, and then the water gets pumped up into the spouts that pour out, and then there's
you don't have to do the lift and tip like
no.
that's an awkward. I mean, have you ever loaded a water like that?
Oh yeah, it's the worst.
You have five gallons on your shoulder and you're
spray
trying to
spray it all over the wall and Ooh. Shit. Yeah, it's not a good look. Yeah, so this is just.
I mean,
you just leave this on the ground.
If you don't have stretchy chinos, it's hard to lift.
Oh, and one of those flannel shirts that's super absorbent but also stretchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one was not working. It was leaking when we got it. We understood why our neighbors had left it behind. So inside of the unit, there was a number to call, to which we called and said, hey, we have this unit. It's leaking. What do we do? They said, where's the nearest Costco to you? I said, there's one about a mile and a half away. They said, take it there. They'll give you a new one. I didn't believe them at first. I brought it into Costco, told them exactly the story of what had happened. They asked me, I left out the part about finding it on the street.
You didn't say this isn't even mine.
Yeah, I didn't say this isn't mine. But I just told them the part about them telling me to bring it in. And they said, do you have a receipt? And I said, no. And they said, did you buy it on your account? And I said, no. And they said, do you want cash back or did you want to pick out a new one?
Oh, man.
So I got myself a brand new $200 water cooler because I figured it was going to be really bad karma to just take the $200 in cash and run. So
that's your water cooler. I've used your water cooler.
You have used my water cooler. Oh, yeah. It's a good water cooler. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's solid. Yeah. So I understand you have a very similar story, especially about this time of the year. A very unexpected return.
I thought I was going to be so on top of my game. I, you know, many years ago gave up the notion of trying to get like a fresh cut Christmas tree every year and just decided to go for the.
It's a sad give up. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but it's a sad realization when you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore ever again.
Do you do it or have you done it?
Oh, I've done it. I just don't do it anymore. Because
in Arizona, the problem is as soon as you put that thing in your house, it's like, okay, it's bone dry now. It's been here for 2 days. You know, the needles are all falling off and I'm worried it's going to burn down. Mm-hmm. And that happens very, very quickly out here. It's super dry in Arizona in December. We're not the best place for a fresh cut pine tree.
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, it's why it's not uncommon for us to have very raging wildfires in our coniferous forests this time of year.
Yeah, it's sad because when we have a good solid rain in like – I don't know, February or March, you don't get happy about it. You just know that that's more kindling for the inevitable fire blaze that's going to come later that summer. That's what it's like living in somewhere like Arizona. That's why what's going on in California is going on. It's very similar conditions. I think the only difference here is that we don't get as luscious forest. So then when it does get super dry, we don't have as much abundance of burn, foliage to burn. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. We don't get rain even every year consistently here. So yeah, it's dry. To say the least, it's dry. It's terrible. And we have our heaters on because we're not used to this terrible cold condition of 68 degrees as a high. It's absurd. So we have our heaters on. That makes it even drier in our houses.
Have you switched to heat? My AC was running today.
I have not switched to heat, no. And no, my AC is not running. I pretty much have my thermostat turned off. But I did bring in a small portable fireplace heater thing that my wife has been asking me to bring in. So we're at that stage. It's stage one. My house is small, so it's easy to warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours is a two-story, and it just catches a lot of sun during the day. So it stays pretty warm. It never really gets cold in here.
Yeah.
Unless if it's really cloudy, it has to be cold and cloudy for it to be cold in the house.
I mean, let me illustrate this to people that don't live in a place like Arizona. Today is Tuesday, November 27th, and I went to a friend's kid's soccer game in shorts and flip-flops. That's what it's like here.
Yeah, I went outside wearing sweatpants, and it was too hot. It was
yeah.
Too hot for sweatpants.
Yeah.
I was like, no, these sweatpants, again, I can't do this. So I switched to shorts and a t-shirt, and that's what I've been wearing the rest of the day. A Goonies t-shirt.
So back to your tree story of buying a fake tree.
So I caved and bought a fake tree, and actually I didn't even buy it myself. My mom like fronted me the money to buy a pre-lit 9-foot-tall fake tree from Costco.
A nice one.
A nice one, yeah. LED. The bulbs could change from white to multicolored.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Real fancy. A lot of bells and whistles. And it was a beautiful tree. I loved it. And I had the utmost faith that it would last forever. And this year I plugged it in. I thought I was going to get a jump on Christmas, you know, getting this tree up before it's even December. And sure enough, the lights won't come on. Went through some troubleshooting, figured out that the thing that was actually causing the problem was the little control box that switches it from white to color and back. There's no replacement part available for this. I was sad. So I packed the whole thing up, loaded it up in my fancy dad station wagon all by myself. No help, like a beast. Drove it to Costco. I said, hey, I hate to do this, but, this thing's not lighting up. I think I want to say it was 4 years old. I think 2014 was the year that I bought this Christmas tree. And the lady says, is the Christmas tree inside the box the actual Christmas tree that's on the outside of the box? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, all right. That was it. She just had to make sure that like I was not trying to.
I believe you. Wink. Go get a new one.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She didn't even look. And the new one was the same price. So I did return it, got a new one, but it's not the same brand. And it has even fancier features. It has a remote control. Ooh. Where now I can change the colors of the lights. I think I want to say overall it maybe doesn't look quite as nice. The tips are a little thinner on the branches. But that's real nitpicky. It's a very
it really nice is tree. It really is. You sound really bitchy.
Yeah, and it really just feels like a Christmas miracle that I was able to pull this off because at this point this is not a year when like we have the scratch to just buy a brand new fancy pre-lit Christmas tree.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'd be like going through the old tree like trying to restring it with aftermarket lights or something.
This is not a good year for me because I went crazy and my wife allowed me to purchase myself a small arcade of video games. And I kind of went overboard. But I'm going to blame Walmart on that one. It's not my fault. It's Walmart's fault. Their prices were
I can't wait to see this arcade once you have it set up. Because it's going to be
there's going to be things on the wall, Tim. There's going to be multi-changing lights. There's going to be multiple games. It's going to be amazing.
Do you have risers for each of the cabinets too, or are some of them going to be low?
I do have risers for all of the cabinets.
Nice.
Yes, because of you. For you, I want to make sure that you could play it comfortably.
Thanks. Yeah, you got to accommodate the.
I got a chair for you too, in case you need it too. Nice. Little
do they come? Do they come with little seats?
No, they do not. No, they want you to buy those separately.
I think Costco sells one that comes with a little seat.
Yes, probably in the riser too. All together is one.
I don't think the riser's in the box, but I think they throw in the seat for $250.
Yeah. It's not bad at all.
But it was I forget which one it was. The Asteroids one or one that has a dial on it. It might have a centipede, maybe. Is it centipede?
Centipede has the ball. Asteroids has the dial.
Oh, that's right. Asteroids has the dial.
Yep. So it's going to be interesting because I don't know. I've always wanted these particular arcade games, the ones that I got. So I'm very happy with the selection. Like, if you would have given me a choice of any arcade machine, it would have been a hard selection to pick between, like, my beat-em-up games like X-Men and The Simpsons and those classic games.
I feel like that would be maybe the only, like, four-pack that could be better would be if they had one and had four sticks.
Yeah, it's a rumored thing that's coming. Supposedly they've struck a deal to have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, X-Men, The Simpsons, and something else.
I would say just Turtle in Time.
Yeah,
get those four, because I can't think of another. I mean, like the first Ninja Turtles is the iconic one, but I think Turtles in Time is. I don't think I ever played that one all the way through, but it's pretty well respected.
Yeah. If they ever make that, it's coming home to me. It's coming with me. But I'm a child, and I've always wanted my own arcade, and this Christmas I'm getting my own arcade, Tim. That's what I'm getting for Christmas. This is my own arcade.
Something. Did you ever know anyone who had
I'm going to call arcade? It Starcade. No, I never knew anybody that actually had their own arcade, but my dad was friends with this really – actually, he worked with him. He eventually opened a restaurant with him. Of this really rich guy in California that owned a couple of restaurants. And this dude had like a classic arcade from when he was a kid. But then like it wasn't like shit from the 80s. It was shit from like the 60s. So it was like,
whoa.
It was like old fucking like pinball machines and shit like that. But it was awesome. And it had like bumper tables and like games I had never even fucking played before. But he let me go crazy in there and go play all these games. And he lived across the street from Cuba Gooding Jr. And Cuba Gooding Jr. came over one day, and I thought that was fucking crazy and weird at the time. Because it was when Cuba Gooding Jr. was really big.
Wait, and you were hanging out with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
I wasn't necessarily. I was just at the house when he came over. But, yes, he lived across the street.
Where was this?
This was in California.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad was the GM of a hotel in Woodland Hills, so he had a lot of big connections. You know, like they had like a club and restaurants and shit. My dad was just good at making connections, so he would, you know, make connections with really famous people, or at least become friends with people that in turn were connected with really famous people. Did I ever tell you my story about Paula Abdul? That was the hotel where that occurred at, when my dad was the general manager of a hotel.
Oh man, I don't want to repeat ourselves, but I can't remember the Paula Abdul story.
I'm sure we are repeating ourselves. But yeah, when I was a kid, I found out I was meeting Paula Abdul, so I told all the kids in my kindergarten class that I would literally bring everybody an autograph. And then when I met Paula Abdul, it was like your total typical meeting of someone. It lasted like 2 minutes, and I was starstruck the whole time to really say anything to her at all. And the only thing I really remember was she was my same height, and I was in, like, kindergarten or first grade.
It wasn't like the Saved by the Bell episode where, like, Zach Morris meets the famous singer but doesn't realize that it's her because she's, like, in plain clothes.
No.
And then he kisses her and, like, ultimately should have won the bet that he made with his buddy Mikey.
No.
It wasn't, like, the early Saved by the Bell, like, before it was Saved by the Bell.
No. But it was really weird that one time when I was a kid, this girl that slept with a congressman, or no, she slept with Jerry Falwell, I think, or something. It was Jessica Hahn. She was like a scandal, and she was in Playboy, and she was at my dad's hotel doing a Playboy signing, and my dad totally had me go up to the room she was staying in and get her to autograph my Playboy. And I was like, I don't know, maybe 12.
It was your Playboy?
It was, well, there were stacks and stacks of them around, and he had me go get one autographed.
And then you got to keep it?
I don't remember getting to keep it, no. I'm pretty sure I just got to get it autographed, and then I got it taken away from me promptly after, you know. They found me with it, I'm sure. I don't want to talk about me jerking off as a kid, Tim. I want to eat snacks. Can we go eat snacks now? I mean, I really feel like we got off on a weird tangent.
Not until I'm done Googling Jessica Hahn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you'll find out something about her.
Yeah, it was... This is kind of a sad story and weird. This is a whole scandal that I was unfamiliar with. I don't want to go into this any longer.
Yeah, no, I don't want to make this episode about that. I want to make it about these delicious caramel covered snacks. They're caramel covered, creamy caramel and macadamia covered milk chocolate. It's caramel and macadamia covered in milk chocolate, Tim. It's been staring at me in my face for weeks and weeks and weeks now, and I have to eat it.
So we got two Macs happening right here.
Can we
one the Maui Macs have the caramel and the Aloha Macs do not? Is that
yes? That's correct.
And I'm not sure which shape is which.
The Aloha Macs are the long ones. The Maui Macs are the smaller, circular, patty ones.
All right.
All right. Let's snack it up.
Yeah. Do we?
What do we? Cheers? Do we count it down? Well, what do we do?
Do we have a recommended starting shape?
Oh yeah, I think we go first with the non-caramel just to get a base, and then we'll go with the Maui Max caramel.
Because Aloha is how you say hello.
Oh, huh.
But also, goodbye.
Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win. You're
lying to me. I did it wrong. I already messed it up. I couldn't. Yep.
You can't follow directions with it. Man, I just got a giant macadamia nut covered in chocolate, and I am not upset about that at all.
Macadamia is a versatile nut, man. It can do I just want to let our listeners know that we made it so far into No Nut November, but now we're eating macadamias.
Oh,
we're
no.
Supposed to have no nut-based snacks all month, Derek. I think that's what that means.
I don't think that's what that means, Tim.
What else could it mean? It's to raise awareness for allergies.
I'm pretty sure it's a bad idea. I'll just say that. I'm going with the caramel one now. Join you, Caramel Bill.
All right.
Oh.
You know what I had in Hawaii? The best use of macadamia nuts. I had macadamia nuts on a pizza. It was like a chicken pesto pizza with macadamia nuts. They served it at the Kona Brewing Company tap room on Oahu. It was fantastic.
How were they? Were they like pieces? Shaved?
Maybe halved.
Hmm.
Like roasted halves of macadamia nuts.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. Because it was a good-sized chunk. It wasn't like, they weren't real tiny. They do, out here at the Pizzeria Bianco, the world-famous Phoenix Pizzeria Bianco.
World famous.
They do a pistachio pizza. And those pistachios are pretty well chopped up and crushed, but they're...
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's one of my favorites.
Now, the big note thing I'm noticing different between the Maui Mac and the Aloha Mac, or the Karamac and the Aloha Mac, is that the Aloha Mac has a gigantic macadamia in it, where the Karamac seem to have, like, crushed up little macadamia pieces in it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There are more kind of spread out throughout. In the Aloha Mac, if you're trying to take dainty bites, you might get some bites that are pure chocolate.
It's not as similar as I thought it would be, considering it's basically the same thing, just minus caramel.
That one ingredient and the slight tweak to the form factor makes a big difference. Over Halloween, did you get any almond joys? Any fun-sized almond joys?
I did.
I got a lot of almond joys that had just, well, the way they make a fun size is they have the whole wafer of coconut coated in chocolate, and they put like one almond on top.
Right.
Before they cover it. I had a lot of almond joys where the one almond was pushed like all the way to one side of the candy bar.
Oh, it's sloppy. Yeah, I had that
too. So you basically got one bite of Mounds.
And then one bite of Almond Joy.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it goes because...
You know, I know technically Mounds is dark chocolate, but come on. It's Mounds.
Well, you can't, sometimes you feel like, sometimes you don't. You can't do that if that's what they gave you.
Right. It undermines their whole thing.
It's the whole thing. It'd be like them giving you a left Twix and a right Twix in a package together.
It'd be like putting left Twix and right Twix in a single bar.
Right.
Because they give you, sometimes I think now they'll tell you on the Twix package, like, this is actually two left Twix.
Yeah, of course, because that's the way they serve them now.
But if they had one, like a single stick, a single Twix, a Twix stick, I'm going to go with a Twix. One Twix that was somehow like a Franken Twix of a left and a right grafted together, where maybe you don't know where the left ends and the right begins.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of world is that?
Oh, I don't know, Tim.
You know?
I don't know, Tim. I think the left Twix and right Twix thing is the stupidest goddamn advertising campaign I've ever seen in my entire life.
There, people tell you that, like to get up on their high horse and say that, like, Frankenstein was not the monster. The monster is Frankenstein's monster, and Frankenstein is a scientist. But really, I mean, who's the real monster? Right?
The people advertising at Twix.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. My son has a hard time saying Twix. It's one of his favorite candy bars. And for some reason, he was getting really, really tongue-twisted on his Twix. And he kept saying Twigs. I really gave him a hard time about it this Halloween. Every time.
Yeah.
He would try to get one of those. I'd be like, hey, buddy, what you eating there?
What you eating?
Say its name. Say its name.
Say it.
Say it.
You have a speech impediment when it comes to this word, and it makes me laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
That's right.
Look, man.
It's our responsibility as dads to...
I was going
to
say, if you don't have kids, you will never understand how important it is to be the first to laugh in your child's face and call them stupid. Somebody's got to do it first. Someone's got to do it before the other kids do it. You can't have the other kids doing it be the first time that it's happened to them.
As a dad, you're doing it in a loving way, and I think like, you know, 10 years from now, when he's starting his junior year of high school, I'll be like, hey buddy, enjoying that Twigs?
Remember that Twigs bar? And he'll be like, God damn it, Dad.
Right.
I'll be like, God damn it, Tim.
Sitting there eating a pack of like five left Twix with all of his friends. Maybe some of his friends will have right Twix, who knows?
He'll try to raid him, and you'll get really pissed that he does. You'll be like, God damn it, you don't do that.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's not something I want to walk in on as a father, like a bunch of young boys thinking they're going to rate snacks.
Yeah.
In it's honor. Like,
oof.
It's like one step removed from somebody like, I don't know, like teenagers getting drunk and playing with power tools and
right.
using a finger or something.
Yeah, it's, right.
Oh.
It's fucking dangerous.
Sure it is.
Glad I have a daughter.
I think girls are going to be more into power tools this generation than ever before.
It's true. All right, I'm ready to rate.
I'm gonna eat one more.
The Maui Caramac is obviously superior to the Aloha Mac. It's not to say Aloha Mac doesn't have its place. Aloha Mac's a little bit easier to eat. Get straight to the point. Really makes the chocolate the hero. The macadamia nut's delicious, don't get me wrong. But the chocolate's really, really good on this. And the solid, giant macadamia nut chocolate combination on the Aloha Mac is much different than the Caramac. But with that being said, the Maui Caramac is just delicious. It's amazing. The caramel's great. The little chunks of the macadamia. And it's good caramel, too. It's caramel that fights back on you. It doesn't just somebody go quietly in the night.
Got a rebound.
Yeah. But, man, I find them both to be amazing. I think that they're unique enough that if I were to have this, like, on a blind taste test, I would probably identify this again. I don't know. Definitely tastes different than other candies I've had. And I've had a lot of fucking candy lately because it's Halloween time, and I'm trying to eat my way through, like, two pillowcases worth of candy that my daughter brought home. It's insane how much candy she has, so...
Oh yeah, and you gotta finish it as soon as you can because the Christmas candies are already out.
Oh, I'm doing my best to make that not happen, Tim. Let me tell you,
yeah,
it's hard, but we'll try.
What I haven't seen in stores yet are the Christmas version of Cadbury mini eggs, because those are a thing. But they're not even egg shaped; they're just little balls.
Oh shit! What's inside of them though? Is it still the egg yolk?
No, they're not the cream eggs, but the mini eggs. They're just solid chocolate.
Those are good.
They're little. Yeah, they got the candy shell.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that. I'm going to look for those now.
Yeah, they're around.
Look, one of the most important things about rating a snack is that you do not start rating the next snack while you are still in the middle of rating the snack, Tim. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I interrupted the snack by talking about, like, a whole different snack.
Right in the middle of the rating.
It's a whole different flavor of chocolate.
I'm going to give the Maui Caramac an 8.5, and I'm going to give the Aloha Mac a 7.5. Boom.
All right, man. I'm going a different way. I will tell you, I enjoyed that Maui Caramac very much, but I feel like it doesn't give the macadamia nut the opportunity to shine that you get in the Aloha Mac. I think that, you know, if we're going Hawaiian, what we're really looking for here is a snack that is going to showcase the macadamia nut, to really let the macadamia nut do the heavy lifting. I think the smaller pieces of macadamia nut are getting just a little bit buried in that caramel. It is good caramel, and it's a good snack. And I'm going to rate it an 8, but the Aloha Mac is the better snack here. It is good chocolate, good real milk chocolate. You know, each piece has, you know, two nice big macadamia nuts that, you know, that's what you're here for. That's why you're going to Hawaiian Host, mm-hmm. and not, you know, some other manufacturer of small chocolates. And that's why I'm giving the Aloha Mac a 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of the two big nuts.
Wow.
I shouldn't be surprised, Tim. I know you're a fan of nuts, even during No Nut November.
Right.
And even though you don't know what that is.
I think that's satisfying.
I think no, you wouldn't.
All of our listeners.
You wouldn't not eat nuts in November. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's fall. It's the exact time when you would eat nuts. You know?
You're gonna have a pumpkin pie. Mm. You can hold out on the pecan pie. Hmm. No, you're going to have a pecan pie.
Yeah, no, I'm not holding
that. There's so many things that you're supposed to do in November. You're supposed to grow a mustache. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to write a novel. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to not eat nuts. It's too much.
Tim, I will see you next week.
See you next week.
Hey, and fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis.
And fuck No Nut November, too, by the way.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm okay with saying fuck it, not the thing itself.